Let's get on to our guest. As I was saying earlier on, I didn't mean to be offensive, Christelle. Christelle Charles, you sounds like you should be in Dynasty or something like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like I sound really posh. I should have my own glassware collection, really, as
that's
well.
Great, or yes. a set of jewellery or something like that.
Yes, yes, definitely. I like the sound of that.
It's absolutely a bit of a showbiz name, though. Christelle Charles.
It is, absolutely.
And we would like to confirm that you're not a stripper, as some of your husband's mates have said, because of your
absolutely,
name.
Absolutely, yes. High calibre of set of friends that my husband has got, definitely. Yeah.
No, you sound like it's a great name for a rapper.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I won't go into rapping. I feel like you'd lose a lot of listeners if I started doing some rapping.
You might gain them though. You say that you might gain them.
Oh, I don't know.
I tend to lose listeners every day. Anyway, welcome to Tone FM. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming in. So you're here to tell us more about Promise Works.
That's
message
right.
me about this last week. What is Promise Works?
Promise Works is a Somerset charity, and what we do is we provide mentoring for children and young people from vulnerable backgrounds. We get referrals from all sorts of different agencies. So we get referrals from children's social care for children and young people who are on child protection plans or child in need plans. We get referrals from youth offending teams. We get referrals from children and young people mental health teams as well. Just trying to not say the acronyms, that's why I'm sort of trying to say the proper word. So, and we get from young carers, we also get for children with disabilities. So we get a whole host of referrals. And every mentoring relationship is really different, and depending on the sort of the needs of the child or young person and the mentor.
Tell me about some of the mentors, the kind of things that the children would get to do.
Well, it's all sorts of things, really. One of the most popular things that they like to do is like to do cooking. They like to do lots of cooking.
Yeah,
sort of doing that sort of shared experience, is doing something where they can have a bit of fun, really. Like to do things like going taking a dog for a walk or just going for a coffee. Or
just casual, normal, everyday things that they may have missed out on growing up because of what's been going on in their lives in the background, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, it could be that, or just things that they can have shared experiences with, just sort of build up a bit of a relationship with, you know. Having that connection with somebody is like a real basic human need that we all have. And what we've found over time is that we found that having like a long-term positive relationship can really sort of boost a young person or a child's self-worth and their confidence, and really give them that opportunity and that space to talk about anything that they might be going through, and just to sort of make them feel valued, really.
A lot of these children have probably been through the mill as youngsters, haven't they?
Yes, yes. I mean, there is an element of that, you know, but every single child or young person comes with their own sort of needs and their own reasons as to why they wouldn't have a mentor. So it's really difficult for me to really generalise as to the reason why they would need a mentor. There's lots of different reasons why they would need a mentor, but one of the reasons that we have found is that perhaps it's a child or young person suffers with anxiety, and perhaps they haven't got the sort of friendships that they need in life to sort of help them develop and sort of create their self-worth.
And having those friendships at a young age is part of growing up, isn't it? And it's key to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's key to your confidence levels.
Absolutely. I think it's key for life. It's key for when you're older, when you go into work, and relationships are really important. And we just find that actually it's just a really simple concept. It's just becoming a friend of a child or young person, giving them that time, giving them that space, giving them an opportunity just to be young and have fun experiences, really, in its essence.
What sort of age group?
So we have a really wide age range. So we work with children and young people from 6 up to 25. And our 18 to 25-year-old age group are children and young people that have been looked after by the local authority, so they're the care leavers. So that's why it's such a range of children and young people age group.
Is it something, as a mentor, is it something similar to fostering?
No, it's quite different, really, because fostering, even though fosterers are fantastic, and I can't champion them enough because we need more of them as well, but it's quite different, really, because it's a volunteer. They're a volunteer. They're just people that want to come along and sort of spend a bit of time with a child or young person. It's just kind people in the community that want to give up a bit of their time each week or every other week.
Right, OK, so you wouldn't be asking them to, say, live with the mentors and stuff
no,
like
no.
that.
It's a bit like a befriending service.
Right.
Yes.
So the kids would sort of go home, back to their homes or wherever they are, their parents or guardians.
Yeah, that's right. So what typically would happen, but again, every relationship is very different and has its own different sort of unique set of circumstances. But what we sort of suggest to our mentors is that pick the child or young person up from their house and they just take them out and they take them back for a coffee or do whatever activity they would like to do with them, and then they take them back to their home. So it's activities that they do within the community, really. So that's what the mentoring is.
Right.
Yes.
I see. Okay, so if you're one of these that has a spare few hours a week or a month that you could help out with some youngsters, I think you would probably benefit from that yourself, actually, wouldn't you? Because I imagine as a mentor, you'd gain a lot from it.
It's incredibly enriching, and I think as well, you just...
That's a great word to use, enriching.
Enriching,
I like that, yeah.
Yes, you can have that. You can have
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can use that all day today
share,
if you want
share
to.
Share and share alike.
So it is extremely enriching. We do like a really fantastic training course for 4 days that we ask of our mentors to sort of do before we match them up for a child or young person. And I mean, the training in itself is really eye-opening. We talk about attachment theory. We talk about adverse childhood experiences and how that has that effect on the brain. Because people don't realise that if you have these childhood experiences of trauma, it can really have an effect on your brain. And we talk a lot about that in the training. It really is fascinating stuff, and it really opens up your eyes to things that you never really consider, especially if you've grown up when you've had a secure attachment and you've had a secure upbringing. You know, we take a lot of things for granted, but being a mentor, it really does enrich your life. Yeah. You know, it makes you feel valued yourself. It makes you feel that actually you're helping someone. And that's a really wonderful feeling.
My partner and I, we did some fostering a couple of years ago.
Oh, fantastic.
So we went on the courses and one thing and another.
Yeah.
And yes, it is. It is very rewarding. But it does open your eyes to what is going on outside of the four walls
absolutely.
Of your own home.
You
it
don't
really
know what's
does.
Going on
no,
behind
no,
closed
exactly.
doors, do
no,
you? And
you
I
don't.
Think, you know, as a society, we're all quick to judge, aren't we? But unless you... And this is what is really powerful about being a mentor, is that you get to know somebody in their lives, and you get to know... You create this wonderful bond, really, through these sort of shared experiences. And it just, I think it makes you a kinder person. And next week is actually Empathy Week next week. And this is a big movement for all secondary school students. And it's about the empathy generation. It's a big movement about us all becoming more empathetic as a society.
Yeah.
And especially as recent events that have happened that have been incredibly sad, is that what does empathy mean for us all? And I think as well, as a charity, we are this is what we are. Empathy is what we are within the essence of what we do. Mentoring, we're just empathetic, nice people that go out and see children and young people and just give them a bit of time and a bit of space.
Wonderful.
So,
okay,
yes.
Well, look, thank you very much for sharing all the details
all right.
with us. Promise Works are online and you can get hold of them this way.
Fire. We've got a Facebook. I like that. That was wonderfully led in there.
Well, as I was doing, very smooth. I was looking for the address and I couldn't find it on the thing. So, okay, we'll hand over to you.
Well,
you can do
we've
it.
Got a website, which is promiseworks.org.uk. And we've also got a Facebook page, which is Promise Works. And we've also got a Twitter page. So, probably the best bet is either to, you know, Google us and find us and then just message us on our website or Twitter or Facebook.
Lovely job. Christelle, pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And all the best with everything. And if there's anything else that we can help you with, then please get in touch.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Promise Works is the charity that Christelle Charles has been here talking about today. Google them. Right now, it's 19 minutes past 8. We've got some financial news and business news coming up with Cuts in just a moment. First, this is the new song from Louis Tomlinson. It's called Walls, and you can listen to that while Christelle chokes to death in the background. But do it quietly. My fault. I should have switched your microphone off. Brilliant. Oh, I've got to love it. It's Tone FM. Good morning. Thanks very much for listening.